I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show, everybody. It is time for today's Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Dos Hombres. And we get a chance to talk to Aaron Boone. We usually talk to him on a Thursday, but the Yankees played yesterday and won again. They've won six in a row. They've won eight of their last nine. Things are good. They have the best record in the American League. And the manager of the New York Yankees joins us now, Mr. Aaron Boone. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hi, guys.
What do you think about A.J. Brown, most importantly? Is that a good pickup for your Eagles?
I think so. My son was pretty excited. We were flying, obviously, last night during it, and my texting started blowing up. I guess he was screaming throughout the house, so he was pretty excited about it. Looks pretty good. I actually got to go over late this morning and check out the Chiefs and see Andy Reid and meet some of their guys, so that was a lot of fun, too.
What, they're in Toronto?
No, we're in Kansas City.
Kansas City. Oh, my mind is all
well, Michael,
up.
Pull it
That's
together.
Like Yonkers, yeah.
Come on, Michael.
I'm sorry. I messed up. I really messed up. I apologize. I'm embarrassed, and I can end the interview now. I feel like so dumb. Is Andy Reid a Yankee fan, or you have a connection with Andy Reid because of the Eagles?
Yeah, I have a relationship with him, go pretty far back on, so we always try to connect when our paths cross. So he invited me out today, which was really nice of him.
Have you ever had a burger with him?
I have not had a burger with him.
He's a burger guy.
But we talked about some burgers today. He is a burger guy.
Now, this is a totally serious question. Do you sleep better when the team is playing well?
Not necessarily. I'm actually a pretty good sleeper regardless. I'm definitely I enjoy it much more when we're going well, and you know the post game meal tastes a little bit better. My glass of wine tastes a little bit better, and there's definitely that better overall feeling. So, but as far as sleep, usually I can get there regardless.
Now, Michael King's been good with you for a while, but it's really been special this year. Are you even surprised that he's really like just come together like this and been this reliable for you early in the season?
I mean, I guess maybe a little surprised.
How am I a Yonkers boy?
Oh, what was that?
This dominant. You know, but we also, I feel like, kind of saw this starting to come together at the end of last year. And he certainly put it all together. I think his ability now to, I think really he has a really good feel and grip on his arsenal and knows how to attack both right and left-handers. And he always kind of had that built-in advantage against righties with his really good two-seam fastball. But now we're starting to see him really be able to match up with lefties too. The ability to use his four-seam fastball with the two-seamers really helped him. So he's worked really hard at developing his arsenal. He's as we've talked about, he's a guy with a ton of confidence, has always had that, and it's been fun to see him put it together.
Aaron, take us through from your vantage point last Saturday in the Bronx. Obviously, a weird day with the Guardians outfielders and the fans. Mm-hmm. Out in the outfield. How did it play out to you? How did the team, your guys came out and sort of quelled things, but how did that whole thing play out to you, and what did you leave thinking about it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously disappointing anytime that happens and you see a player climbing the fence and And then obviously going from that to winning the game and having stuff then go onto the field is just that's the area where there's no place for that. There's going to be some things said, you know, always in the bleachers, and we know, you know, our bleacher creatures are love the Yankees and are trying to give us that home field advantage, but you hate to see a crossover to win, you know, and it ends up ruining it for the large majority that are, you know, just being fans and doing the right things. And when some people decide to start throwing things, that's when it gets not only dangerous, but it just gets a little ugly at that point.
Now, Nestor Cortes gets to start tonight against Kansas City, and you're a very positive guy. You always find the positive in things. There's no way you could have thought that he would ever be this good. Am I right?
When?
Like last year? I mean, because he's been really good for a year plus now.
Yeah. I've always felt like he was really good. Mm-hmm. Maybe now to get to this point to where he's a staple in the rotation and feel like he could be, you know, and to this point this year, and even dating back the last several months of last year when he entered our rotation, he's been, you know, you can make the case one of the best pitchers in the league, one of the best starting pitchers in the league. He's been that good. So maybe that's a little bit of surprise, but, you know, going into this year, you know, I think I said he was one of my picks to click. Like I was very much like last year wasn't an accident. What we're seeing, how he goes about things, his makeup, kind of his work and his development. So I'm not surprised what he's doing now this year. If you take me back a year, 2 years, to see him at this level, maybe is a little bit surprising.
Let's do positive today. Let's give Matt Blake some love. Your pitching staff has been great. You know, Matt came out of nowhere, you know, no big league career, and how was he going to be able to teach big league pitchers? Boy, he's really done a job, Aaron.
He has. He's got a great way about him. And you know, he's just easy to be around. He manages through all the, you know, stress and pressure that can certainly come with being in that position, especially as a young man entering into it for the first time. He never seemed overwhelmed, and really it's been fun to see him kind of develop just the chops of being a big league pitching coach here in these last few years, and to where I think he's obviously the content and what he brings is really good, but his delivery and just his demeanor day in and day out, the consistency of who he is as a person, makes him really, I believe, really cut out to do this and do this here.
I don't want you to comment on the Mets Cardinals brawl and all that, but what kind of came from the Mets getting hit a lot was Bassett saying that the balls are just really difficult to grip. Are you getting any sense from any of your pitchers that there's anything up with the ball and any concerned about like control because of that from your side?
I don't think we've had that many issues. No, I mean there's been a couple of days where there's been some issues, but that's kind of the nature sometimes of April baseball also. You know, April baseball, when it's really cold, you know, we had a couple really cold, windy days in the Bronx, as you guys know, our last two games. I mean, that was shades of like candlestick, you know, what we're going on with the last couple of days. So I think there are those days that there's been some challenges, but I don't think overall it's been a real issue for us.
Let's get back to King, because I keep weighing this in my mind. I asked you this during the press conference yesterday. He's so valuable where he is, and obviously you've got five really good starters right now. But all things being equal, Aaron, what's more valuable to a team, a guy that could do what King could do or a guy that could be a starter who has four legitimate out pitches? Which is more valuable to a team?
Yeah, first of all, I think when you're talking about in the now and in the present, I think it depends on the makeup of your team. And the role he's in right now is incredibly valuable. We feel very confident, obviously, in our five starters and what they bring to the table every day and what they're able to bring. And then, obviously, our relief corps that we feel incredibly strong about. I think Kinger plays really balances them out, because, you know, on a day where, you know, let's say you're rolling through a game of where you're going, you know, Loaisiga and Green and Holmes and Chappie on a given day, it's like, man, you can do that and be aggressive with it, knowing that, okay, King can kind of serve the role of those guys, you know, every few days, you know, for a couple, you know, two plus innings, whatever it is. So he really complements, I feel like, our entire staff with where we're at right now in the position he's in. But, you know, there's no question that, you know, it's, you know, he has that kind of arsenal that would lend itself to potentially being a really good starter. But it's right now in the present, it's hard to quantify, you know, just how valuable he is in that role.
Well, the Yankees just sent out your lineup. So you have LeCastro in left. And you
did you do a roulette yet?
No, you want to do roulette? Look, can we spin it in?
Let's play. Let's play with the Yankee manager, Aaron Boone.
Had it queued up.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so we rested Gallo and Donaldson today. How come?
Well, just JD going through the last few days, playing the day game after a night game, knowing we got Toronto coming up, knowing I want to get some guys a day here and there, just trying to be a little bit strategic. I just felt like him playing the day game after a night game with the travel is like, okay, today made some sense there, get him a day. And then with Gallo, just felt like it was a good day for him, lefty going. Yeah, just kind of piecing it together, because there is a chance that I'll, you know, rest a guy or two here in the next couple of days as we head into Toronto.
Who had the happier moment this week? If you were to read their mood, would it be Aaron Judge hitting a home run on his 30th birthday or Rizzo hitting three home runs?
I think Riz. I think Riz is like, wow, this is great. And then his last one that he hit that started out foul that just kind of blew back and caught the top of the wall on the first third one. I think he was pretty geeked about that, you know, especially, you know, he's often talked about, you know, playing in Wrigley, especially in the month of April, where you can hit some balls as hard as you want to right field on a given day in April and it might not go out. So, he was pretty excited, to enter that three homer club.
Now with Rizzo. Okay. Last year, the first series in Miami, he was unbelievable. And then, Aaron, it seemed like then he got COVID. I didn't see this after COVID. Was he affected by COVID? Because he didn't seem as strong toward the end of the year as he seems right now, and as even in the field, not just hitting.
Yeah, I think so. I think it did derail him a little bit because, like you said, he had that series in Miami, and then he even came home and was right away at home in a good place. So, and then COVID hit and knocked him down pretty good. You know, he was out, you know, he was under the weather pretty good for a week, 10 days there. So I think, you know, it took him a while to kind of just get his sea legs and kind of derailed him. And it's later in the year, obviously at that point you're into August and stuff. So, yeah, I think it played a role, you know, but he's been obviously special with his production between the lines so far, but his intangibles are really, really special too. And, you know, from the time he showed up in spring training, obviously more entrenched already, knowing the guys, knowing the culture a little bit, you know, he's been among those guys that's a driving force for what I believe is going on with those guys in that room and their focus and their purpose and their intentions. He really strikes that balance of being that, like, gamer, focused, prepared, work, with also, you know, understanding that you need to have fun playing this game. And he strikes that balance really well.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Now, I'm curious because one of the reasons I love football, baseball, is because every game's connected. Because you play every day. Mm-hmm. So in the second game of against Baltimore, you had to use Chapman because it became a save situation. And then nobody probably noticed, but you had to bring him up because they were a swing away from making it a save situation yesterday afternoon. In those situations, does that, like, aggravate you? Like, really? Now I've got to bring my closer, bring him up to throw? Like, in a game that's in hand like that, is that something that bothers you that you had to do that?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly don't want that to happen. You like the thought that, you know, we've played a few games here of late where we've gotten a big lead, and, you know, that's not something we did a lot of last year. So to have those occasional games where you can stay away from guys is big. But, yeah, it makes it probably even a little more nerve-wracking, frankly, for me. That's when I get a little uptight in those lopsided games where you're like, okay, I don't want to have to – you know, overextend with guys, and then you start getting a base runner here and all a home run, and all of a sudden it's a different game. And that gives me probably the most anxiety, frankly, more so than even just in a tight, grinded out, you know, could go either way game. You know, those give you a little bit of anxiety.
All right, so yesterday, Marinaccio, who hadn't pitched a lot, I know you guys really like him, and he had a great year last year in the minors. You send him down, and then Hicks comes off the paternity list, and I don't know if you guys have made another move, but as of this point, you still have Andujar there. So this weekend in Kansas City, are you going to go? I guess you're at 13 pitchers now. Are you going to go with 13?
Yeah, so we're 13 right now, just because, you know, obviously in the next few days we got to cut down to 26. Mm-hmm. So we just felt like with Ronnie going, and you know, I think he ended up throwing over 30 pitches yesterday. You know, he was probably going to be down at least a day or two, so probably doesn't come into play before then. And then we just felt like we're in a good enough position that, you know, with the pitching here heading into the weekend, and then we'll see where we're at. You know, if we need to go get a pitcher tomorrow or the next day, we can always go do that. But felt like going into this series, we're at least in a pretty good spot. You know, having Schmidt's length, you know, we'll have Kinger's length probably back tomorrow or so. So felt like coming into the series, we're all right. And you can always go tap into that pitcher when you need it. And I also feel like it's important for Marinaccio to, who you're right, we are very excited about and thinks he can be an important part of this bullpen moving forward. But because he was probably the one guy getting the most inconsistent work, you know, I think it's valuable for him to go down and kind of start getting some more regular reps and into a better routine, because inevitably we feel like we're going to have to go get him at some point. And if he can go down to AAA now and start, you know, pitching that every other day or getting a more normal, high-leverage kind of role down there, it'll serve him and us well moving forward.
I'm sorry, Michael. I just happened to notice that it looks like you brought the wind with you to Kansas City. I'm seeing a lot of like storms. Are you hearing that this game could be in jeopardy tonight?
The latest I heard was probably okay. Could be a little dicey, you know, not after like 9 o'clock and stuff. So I haven't gotten a report probably in the last hour, but up to that point, they were pretty optimistic, but we'll see here as the next few hours unfold.
All right, so I want to, you know, we have the opportunity to talk to you once a week. I want to get into your soul here. You ready?
Mm. Wow. Okay.
So you are a guy who's unerringly positive. So a guy could go 1-for-23, and when you sit there on that day, as you say, I see good things in him. And that frustrates fans to no end because they want you to say the guy stinks. So you would never say that. That's not the way you are. But in the moments when a guy's 1-for-23 and you're saying, I see good things, do you ever go in the clubhouse and call him in and go, what are you doing, man? You stink. What are you doing? I mean, are there two faces of Aaron Boone? Like a horror movie.
I mean, yeah, I don't think I'm two-faced.
No, I didn't mean it in that way.
There are tough conversations that you have to have behind the scenes sometimes with a guy, whether you're challenging someone, you know, whether you're, you know, questioning something about how they're going about it. But the biggest thing is, you know, I understand as a player how tough this is, even for the best of players sometimes. And so you try and support that, especially when you feel like they're doing the right things. They're preparing the right way, and you understand that the major league season's the ultimate grind. And as an offensive player, there's even for a guy that is going to be in the running for the MVP, he's going to have periods where it's a struggle and it's a grind. And I certainly understand that and always try and keep that in mind. So the biggest thing I want to focus on maybe when a guy's going through a stretch is, all right, what's he doing? What kind of work is he doing? What are there any things we're seeing that are, you know, say hitting coaches are seeing that are some adjustments that need to be made, and are we attacking those things in the right way? And there's a little bit of an art form to doing that, I believe. So, you know, when I say I'm seeing some positive things, usually I'm not lying about it. I'll just, you know, if I am seeing some positive things, I try and make that known.
Now, would there ever be a moment, Aaron, where you would be driven to criticize someone publicly because they're just not doing the work? Would you ever bring that to the forefront, or would it stay behind closed doors?
I don't know. I probably criticized publicly in a gentle way before.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I think I've said this wasn't good or this whatever, but I try to, you know, at least publicly, focus on some of the positives as well, especially when a guy's going through a tough stretch.
And please don't think I was calling you two-faced. I was playing off the movie The Two
No,
Faces.
I know.
I would never say that. Now, yeah. Also, with the game on Apple TV today, do you feel less complete that I'm not calling the game?
I do.
That's tough.
But, you know, a chance for you to, you know, sit back and watch a little bit. Mm-hmm. And maybe see the game a little bit different and maybe just enhance your perspective a little bit.
So I need some help is what you're saying.
That's what it sounds
no,
like.
No, that's not what I meant.
No.
That's
you
not
can
what
criticize
I meant,
me. That's okay.
It's always good to see it from a different angle, different lens, you know, gives you a more complete perspective.
Well, luckily I have Apple TV, so I can actually see it.
There you go.
Yeah. Have a great weekend in Kansas City and then Toronto, where I will see you. And we thank you for joining us, as always.
All right. Great talking to you guys. Take care.
Thanks.
Take care.
That's the Pinstripe Report with Aaron Boone, brought to you by Dos Hombres. Crafted with care, a spirit like no other. The perfect mezcal ever tasted. A unique blend of the finest Espadine agave, made in a small village in Mexico. Dos Hombres. I thought that was very an illuminating interview.
Yeah, and troubling.
Yeah, where are you going next? So Don had Sauce in Yonkers. I had the Yankees in Toronto. Well, what's next for you?
I don't know. We still have a lot of show left. But when we come back after this break, I want to rank which guest was more confused, Sauce Gardner or Aaron Boone. We're going to compare.
Who, me?
We will play it for the people, and they can decide. Because, Don, Michael just handed you a hold-my-beer sort of situation.
Yeah, I did. I should know where the Yankees are.
Right, I'm not going to say anything. I think it speaks for itself.
Interesting. While I have you all here, let me give you today's Yankee starting lineup, which brought to you by Bigelow. See, I thought it was great when Aaron played along with Russ Roulette. It's now become a thing.
I liked it.
You did, right? So here we go.
It's less aggravating when you're winning.
Leading off playing third base, DJ LeMahieu. The DH is Aaron Judge. The first baseman is Anthony Rizzo. Right fielder is Giancarlo Stanton. Gleyber Torres will bat fifth and play second. Aaron Hicks, the new daddy, will play center field and bat sixth. Batting seventh, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, the shortstop. The left fielder is Tim LaCastro hitting eighth. And batting ninth and catching, it's Kyle Higashioka catching Nestor Cortes Jr.
Pitching.
No. Higashioka is catching Nestor Cortes Jr.
Right. I saw what you did there. I also want to get this right because you had gave a shout out for somebody's birthday and I confused it with somebody else's. Sam Diaz asked that we shout out his son Lucas. He's going to the Met game tonight for his 18th birthday. So happy birthday, Lucas, and enjoy
happy
the Met game.
Birthday, Lucas and Gary, and it would have been my mom's 97th birthday today too.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Mom. Hope you're listening. That's today's Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael K. Show and the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees.
And I have numbers.
Numbers of what?
Ratings.
Oh.
I have draft ratings.
All right, that's coming up.
Yay!
We'll take your phone calls, too, from Yonkers in Toronto. We span the globe.
Yes.
Right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.